This is Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Live at Balmoral Quay this morning. It's beautiful weather because the wind is starting to die down and it's actually nice in the sun. I can feel the warm rays. All right, the next guest joining us this morning on 94.7 The Pulse is Lex Chalmers. Lex, thank you very much for coming down.
That's okay, Mitchell. This was a very pleasant venue.
It is. It's beautiful down here, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I met you at one of the Committee for Geelong's breakfasts a while back.
That's correct, yes.
And you wanted to come on to talk about a range of things, and I said, here you go, and now here we are.
Here we are.
So the first thing is the Australia Post Office. Do you want to talk to us about that?
Well, it's the former Geelong Post Office on the corner of Ryrie and Geringap Street.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I'm a little bit out of breath.
That's right. You've just hiked over past Riverside Park.
And in early last year, the council decided to sell it. And it is in the Civic and Cultural Precinct. Mm. And the National Trust, of which I'm a member, put in submissions and presentations that it would be really, really worthwhile retaining for community use. And one of those uses, people throughout Geelong and district have got collections that they've got stored under beds, in sheds, in containers. Organisations have also got those things, and there's really nowhere to put them.
Mm.
And one of the possible uses of the former Geelong Post Office would be as a place for those collections to go and be displayed, add to the pride of the community. And, well, when Geelong became a UNESCO creative city of design, members of the trust thought, well, a great use would also be as Geelong's national centre for design to display previous inventions and current things that people in Geelong are doing centrally near the CBD and in the cultural and civic precinct. Mm. So we put the two things together and we've proposed that the post office be used as that centre.
Can you just explain what the significance is of being a UNESCO City of Design? Because as we have spoken about at the events where I've spoken with you at length on this issue, it doesn't seem to be as heavily promoted as perhaps what it could be.
Well, that is changing. Geelong was, in the last 10 days, the outreach for the National Gallery of Victoria. It has had an annual Melbourne Design Week.
Mm.
And this year they decided to give Geelong people the opportunity to participate in Design Week here. 23 different organisations came along, and from a great range of organisations. And this is the Design Week in Geelong.
I see.
Booklet.
Yes.
And I went to quite a few of the events, and they were really all very well done. Of course, the National Trust itself participated with the ovoid sewer duct across the Barwon, which was built in the early 1900s when Geelong was very forward-looking and decided it needed a sewerage system. The outfall had to be carried across the Barwon Valley, and this sewer duct was built with the most modern materials of the day, and it was in operation until the 1990s. And the National Trust had an event last Friday with a master's student, Ma Yan, presenting his master's final piece of work, which was on the ovoid sewer duct. And it was really fascinating. It was Barwon water allowed our event to take place in their works depot overlooking the sewer duct. Do you know anything about it, Mitchell?
No, I'm listening and learning.
Well, it's built on the same principle as the bridge over the Firth, the railway bridge in Scotland. And unfortunately, it got a bit of concrete cancer.
Mm.
And it was superseded in the 1990s. Anyway, it sits there, this beautiful structure. It's over a kilometre long, and it's now a really rather glorious ruin. But the interest in its innovation fitted in with the theme for Design Week, and it went very well.
Fantastic. So I'm just having a flick through this booklet that you've given me of the Design Week events, and it says here over 20 different events were held in Geelong.
That's right.
Which events did you go to?
Oh, my goodness. well, I went to the launch, which was highly interesting. I'm not sure that it's in here. Page 70, I've given Mitchell the brochure. Page 70, the Bauhaus Centenary, Ludwig Hirschfeld Mack, is that exhibition is still on at the Geelong Gallery.
Up until the 26th of May.
That's correct. And don't miss it. One of the most fascinating exhibits. This person, Hirschfeld Mack, was trained at the Bauhaus. He was interned after arriving here, sent from Britain, where he'd sought refuge. He was interned at Tatura. James Darling, who was the principal at Geelong College, found that he was in Tatura and got him released. And he taught at Geelong College for 15 years, from 1942 to 1957. And he had tremendous influence on the curriculum there. And then he influenced the Victorian curriculum with Bauhaus principles because he was employed there for a few years. But he built, while he was at Geelong College, he built a wonderful musical instrument which is now owned by the gallery. And, well, I suppose it's about a metre and a half long, wooden and with stringed. Really, I can't describe it. You have to go and look at it yourself. It's at the Geelong Gallery.
It's at the gallery as part of this exhibit.
Yes.
Excellent.
So that was one thing. And I went to, on the next page, a busy intersection, design and education in Geelong. And that was at Gordon Tech. And they have groups of students coming in to learn the latest in design electronics. They make little robots and little golf, or the students we saw made a little hole-in-one electronic golf course in during a day, which we then saw exhibited. And students come in from the secondary schools from all around. People probably know about this, but I didn't.
Mm.
And have a day, a week or a month, I'm not sure. But then the tech supports their own teachers in carrying those principles back to the school, and they can continue working on them there. Anyway, do you want to hear any more?
No, it's give us one more and then we might move on to talking about the Australian Heritage Festival.
Well, another thing that's going on still is... No, I'm sorry. It's not. There was a poster exhibition. But really, the lectures and speakers will have influenced design in this city and people's knowledge of what the City of Design designation can achieve for Geelong. It really is an international award. There are only 31 cities of design, and in Australia, cities of design, that's worldwide.
Yes.
In Australia, Geelong's the only one. The other creative cities in Australia are Sydney Film, Melbourne Literature and Adelaide Music. So we're the first regional city to get this designation. And people from all over the world will note this and include Geelong in their itineraries when they're coming to Australia. So we really need to be prepared for that, have information in all the tourist offices and about where they can go to see Geelong's unique kind of design beyond the hills hoist and refrigeration. Carbon fibre things are happening now that are, and innovations in communications, I understand, are going on now. So that's all that.
Do you want to tell us about the Australian Heritage Festival coming up from the 18th of April to the 19th of May, so a full month, but the Geelong branch of National Trust is doing two events. Do you want to tell us about those?
Sure. Now, if we go to... Have I got the right one?
Is it the one you gave
page
me?
Page 23.
This is of the Australian Heritage Festival.
Of the Australian Heritage Festival booklet. Yes, the picturesque in landscaping. That is at Bowen Grange in Fernley Street in Newtown. And the people there, people who regularly volunteer there, have developed a wonderful walk through the Bowen Grange Garden.
Ah, yes.
Which is, gosh, the wind is just a little tricky. All my papers are just whizzing about here.
We need a paperweight. Well, I've got it here, the interpretive walk through the garden at Bowen Grange. What is the significance of that garden?
The people who built there obviously were pretty wealthy, and gardens were a feature where people demonstrated their knowledge and their wealth.
Yep.
And the layout of the garden with its carriageway and its turning circle for the carriages and its steps and its fountain in the garden and its situation overlooking the river, the Barwon River, were all indicative of the 1850s era. And the people who... the National Trust owns that building, and they're very careful in planting it, that they stick to the 1850s catalogues. Mm. So all the planting there is authentic, as far as they possibly can be. So there is a self-guided walk that you can do. Bookings are at trybooking.com, and it's open on Friday the 26th of April, 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Excellent.
And also Saturday the 27th. And the other one, Mitchell, is... Oh, my marker has... Yes, I've got it. Is Two Scottish Architects in Geelong, and that's a coach tour through Geelong City, revealing the style and work of two Scottish architects, Alexander Davidson and George Henderson, from modest commercial premises, grand homes and churches. This partnership created a lasting legacy of the late 19th century significant buildings. That is Thursday the 2nd of May, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., which includes lunch. The cost, it's $30 for the bus tour lunch, and copious notes about all of the buildings which are being viewed. And one example you might know is it belongs to Deakin, and it's the car park opposite Costa Hall.
Yes.
Has a brick building that I understand was built by Davidson and Henderson, and that was their offices and premises, and it has a particular kind of construction where it's double brick, but there's a gap between the two They invented a particular way of insulation, really, by having a gap between the two brick walls. So it's quite a remarkable building. It's currently owned by Deakin and not in use. And we hope that a good use is found for that.
We might have to get you on a bit closer to the actual time in April if you're interested in coming back.
Sure.
We'll do it in the studio and we'll turn the wind off for you.
That'd be bliss.
Thank you very much for coming down this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Thank you, Lex Chalmers, joining us. We'll take a break.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.